activate dwarf mode.
The Sunday Skypers. Burning beards.
Okay, so
yeah.
The way it looks on Slate Sheet right now, I see guard, Stomo secret. I was past Stomos and skill, so that's three. But you have two, just two of them are under your top relevant beliefs, right? Now, I figured...
I have one that's to be handled later. You told me to put that in.
But if you're not interested in, like, going after the rest of the dwarves, then we're going to have to write something interesting that you can do here or maybe back in Scoria, right? So, I mean, you're laid up in the old clan hold, and your two dubious companions are your elderly relative and Ty the Scout, who was left behind and is now mortally terrified of everything.
Oh, hi, Ty.
He was left behind with the paranoid survivalist elder relative of yours.
We entertained him with tales of terror.
You! Why? Just why?
Because old folks do that.
Also, Ty asked, and that was, you know...
a mistake.
You're currently hurt. I mean, there are a few things you could do if you're interested. You could maybe investigate your family's past. You could, I don't know, do something that you want to do in your family hold. Is there anything you can see that would be, like, interesting to you?
I could train my dog.
I don't think a whole lot of tests are going to be involved in that. It's more like...
Oh,
you
want something to test. Okay.
Right.
I wouldn't mind exploring some of the old hold, seeing if every place I remember is still around.
Did you remember from stories told to you?
Yep.
You mean?
Stories.
Is there anything in particular you would like to discover, or...
A family tree.
Like, you would like to maybe discover a record of some kind?
I would love to discover a record of... just who might still be alive, because I don't know.
You know what? We could just do, like, you could write, learn more about the Goodheart clan, right?
Yeah.
And then the means of doing that, we could resolve that in play, whether you start to interrogate your relative or you go searching for a record of some kind. It's up to you.
Okay.
Remember, you have that ugly axe wound, so you're down one die in everything?
Yeah, I know.
Except health.
I'm just going to mention real quick, my will actually went up from 4 to 5.
Did it?
Yeah, I did. Ooh. Not know. So I guess all this browbeating and extra duties has paid off at some point.
All right.
Yes, because I needed too difficult and challenging. I've been sitting there for a while. Derp. So I could have used that extra die. Yeah, which means we need to run from the spiders because I need a challenging speed test. How's that for meta?
Oh, now you're getting into the spirit of Burning Wheel.
Hey, I need a challenging too to get up to B5. Yeah, we need that challenging speed test.
You guys are currently, I mean, still cornered by the spiders, but they're...
That makes it challenging now, doesn't it?
I think your beliefs are pretty good, the rest of you dwarves. But if you want to write a specific belief about the immediate situation, like Fandral has a deal with the spider infestation, if you other dwarves have some other notion of what you want to do, that would be interesting. But yeah, up to you.
Well, I've got the obligatory watch Fandral's back. Do I need to, or should I expand upon that to make it more
If you can think of a specific goal that you could achieve soon, that would not be a bad thing. If you leave it as it is, it's going to be something you earn fate for, so long as you keep doing it.
Well, you know me and my love of parentheses. So watch Fandral's back before I had leave the axe bearers with him. Can I switch that to extract him from the spiders?
I mean, that would be appropriate maybe if he had been singled out and you know, they had captured your prince. Right, but now you're kind of stuck with him.
So it's just like we're in it all together.
If you want to write something now, we can think a little about it. But you can always add something in play. If a situation comes up, you can like write something in, like protect him from the giant centipede creature or whatever.
Okay.
Oh. I still had that brief deal with the singing witch, but now we got the spiders, but the spiders are not behaving like spiders, I respect.
I mean, the beliefs are your priorities. So if you were like, we're totally going to, you know, deal with the spiders first, or if you don't really care about the spiders, I mean, the spiders are tangential to reopening your brewery.
Basically clear them out of the Opal Brewery, or at least get passage into the Opal Brewery, just see what's in there.
If you want to do something with the spiders, I suggest you revisit your reopen your brewery's belief and write what is relevant now. Because they don't seem to be haunted, right?
Nope.
Yet.
That's true. When you all die down there, then Slate can go down there and face the horrible, creepy crawlies and put your spirits to rest.
Thank you.
I'm not sure that's something I should be being thanked for.
It's not something Slate's ever going to do anyway. You three could tool over your beliefs if you feel like they need changing, and I could start with Ari. So we return from the crazy cliffhanger to not deal with a cliffhanger, but we open up on the gloomy, barricaded main hall in the Goodheart Hold, where a terrified Ty is regretting his question. Gombe Goodheart, your elderly relative, is taking a break in his frightening tirade of horrors to drink more Nog. And you are stirring from your sort of herb-induced, pain-induced stupor to realize that the prince and the rest of the dwarves have left. And you're alone with a Ty, whom you didn't remember coming here with, but apparently, you know, he came here afterwards. You're alone with Ty and Gombe. And your head hurts. Oh, God, it hurts.
Yeah, my head does probably hurt a lot.
But let's you have a good bandage. It's stitched. Everything's good so far.
So far.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're on an uncomfortable stone table.
I'm gonna stir or try to stir.
You are stirring.
And I'm going to sort of crane my head, look around, see what's going on. I assume something woke me up, so we can see what the commotion is.
Ty spots you and immediately jumps to like, oh, Slate, you're awake. How good. And he sort of almost flies to your side, right?
Oh, God.
Like, oh, anything other than this crazy dwarf who keeps filling my head with horrible things. So he rushes to your side and he like grabs you by the shoulder and he slaps you and your shoulder, not your face. So I'm so relieved. I'm not alone in this place with them. Are you feeling all right? Was it a bad hit?
I got an axe through the back of my head. What do you think?
Oh, that does sound painful. And he doesn't quite know what to say.
This is gonna get up and see who's in the room. I assume it's Ty and Mr. Old Grumpy.
Yeah. Gombe. His name is Gombe.
I'm going to call him Grumpy because Slate is not going to call him that. But.
Okay. So, well, he is trundling over at a much slower pace and he is pressing a tankard of the Nog that he's drinking in your hand. And he's like, drink this. It'll make you feel better.
I'm going to do as he says because I'm a dwarf. While I'm drinking, I'm going to, you know, look around and where's the prince?
Gombe is about to answer that, but Ty's like, oh, he went on ahead. Something about breweries and other nasty things. And we thought it would be best to leave you here. That some of us were to stay here.
Yes. Just you?
Well, I suppose they needed everyone else. And I'm reliable.
Such as things go, yes.
He has no answer for that.
He's in pain, so he's a bit grumpy, or a bit grouchy.
Gombe's mumbling something about witches.
And saying, what was that?
Oh, nothing.
No, you definitely said something.
You should focus on resting.
How about you tell me what I want to know, and we can rest right here.
Well, I'm not a mind reader. What do you want to know?
Well, first of all, how you're still alive.
Man, how would I... How would we do that?
The thing is, though, he and his sister were only told that the clan were wiped out and they were the only ones left. So it's kind of like, how are you alive? And why are you alive?
no matter what, I think you sense a hesitation in him to answer that. He says, that's an unpleasant story for a different time. You should maybe take a walk, and but not too far from the walls, and appreciate your family place. I'm sure you'll appreciate breathing in the atmosphere, taking in the atmosphere. Yes, is better. And when you're feeling better, I'm sure we could talk about graver things.
How about you tell me now? I'm already here resting.
Clearly,
I'm not going to let you get away with it.
Attempt to stall is not going very well. Okay. Clearly, it seems like you want to persuade him to give up the information. How would you go about that? Like, are you just being an asshole about it, or?
Oh, no. No. I'll ply him some way. Still trying to think of how, though.
You do, of course, always have the fallback of course persuasion. You know.
I do, but he's my family member.
Well, of course, persuasion is like, you know, you slap backs, you wink, you sort of elbow their ribs and go, you know, it'll be fine. You know, that kind of thing. It's a jovial, coarse, uncouth, kind of unsophisticated persuasion.
Do I want to persuade?
The kind that breaks every sort of social taboo that other races have. Okay, not every social taboo, but a lot.
I'm going to kind of do it that way. I'm going to kind of, you know, nudge him and go, you know. I am the, you know, last or surviving member of our family. And I do have, you remember my sister.
Hey, he wouldn't, I guess, since you were both born in Marl years and years and years after.
Or my mother. That's what he actually is going to say.
Oh, okay.
Not sister, mother.
Okay.
Clink their mugs together and attempt to get him in a better humor.
That seems like coarse persuasion to me.
Yeah.
Now, you're down one die and everything, so it seems to me that you have one die of coarse persuasion, which is not looking terrible. Good.
It's terrible.
But you do have a few like skills you could conceivably fork in. Like if you're trying to be...
Spiel-wise?
The way you put it, I could see soothing platitudes, maybe, if you're trying to put them in a less agitated mood.
Humor the patient.
I need one more thing to fork in. In other words, it wouldn't even be worth rolling at this point.
Extortion?
No.
I could maybe give you an advantage die based on the fact that you're family, and he would be perhaps more inclined to acquiesce to a family member, right? A clan dwarf.
Okay. Wounded family
I'll
member.
Take it.
A wounded Oh, you're going to tap his guilt, I see.
Like I said, extortion.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. If you work in like you owe me, I could see a fork from extortion.
I'm family. You owe it to me.
You ratch, put a, ratch, put a the bandage. Axe in the back of my head. Yeah, you owe it to me. Although, of course, he's not going to say it like that. You know, since I'm like your like great-great-grandson or something, and you know, we're just sitting here, and I'm hurt and not got much to do, and I'm going to sit here and keep you company. Why don't you just tell me what I want to know?
So let's call that coarse persuasion then. That's one die, and then you get soothing platitudes if you work in that, which is an interesting combination. It's an interesting... doubly veiled sort of extortion thing.
No, it's mental extortion. It's different than like pulling off fingernails and things.
So that's three dice then. And I could give you an advantage die for being close family.
Okay, so four dice.
Yeah. And remember, when you use coarse persuasion, the test is by default open-ended. So all sixes, you re-roll them as, you know, as they come up.
Okay.
Because it's a cheaty dwarven magical skill. So you have two successes and a six, so please roll the six again. One. So you... I should have told you the obstacle. The obstacle is going to be four. So, yeah. Well, maybe you wouldn't have wanted to spend a ton of persona on it. I don't think you have a whole lot, right?
Yeah, no, I don't.
A bit unfair, but, you know. Okay, so you... In fact, the way you couch things... It offends him, and like it does touch his guilt, but it doesn't touch his guilt in the way you wanted. So he gets frustrated and angry instead.
I touched him in a bad way.
So instead of opening up, you can see his countenance darkening and his his expression of guilty solicitation change to, like, it turns to a frown. And,
and I'm going to back up. I'm going to go away.
He says, there's a certain way we address our elders in this house. Here I am making good on my harming you by accident. Have I not given you a roof over your head? Have I not given you my nog?
Yes, sir.
And I is like slowly backing away, looking everywhere but you two.
I'm sorry.
Oh, and Gombe's voice, right? I'm sorry for interrupting you all the time here, but just Gombe's voice sort of echoing in that sort of I am the dwarf who owns this place kind of way throughout the hall.
Ah, I see. And I'm going to do what any sane dwarf in his right mind would do at this point and cower.
I mean, this would maybe be the time to use soothing platitudes to like go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Of course, I was wrong.
that's probably what he would be doing, but he'd be doing it while backing away from this guy.
Sure, sure. Would you want to like try to placate him?
Yeah, I would. Okay. Even I can tell there's something not natural about the way he's looking at me right now.
Well, it is fairly natural. I mean, you did kind of try some psychological extortion on him, and that didn't go so well.
Well, I'm going to apologize and try to placate him.
All right. I could see that as soothing platitudes with an etiquette fork, maybe?
Yeah, etiquette fork, soothing platitudes.
That means you have 3 dice, and the obstacle is going to be 4 again. Would you like to add something or keep it the way it is?
I don't have anything to add.
You do have 2 persona, right? So you could conceivably add 1.
Yeah, no, I'm hanging on
one
to that.
Over. I didn't hear you. Do you?
I'm hanging on to that.
So let's see then. Before you roll, if you succeed, he's gonna calm down enough to not be closed off for future, you know, tests, for future stuff. If you want to tap him later, it's not gonna happen within the hour, right? But later he's gonna be more open to things. If you don't meet the obstacle, you know, he's gonna cast you out of the hall or attempt to physically.
Okay.
At first you try to extort him, and then you try to lick his boots. It's like insult to injury.
Now, this okay. one might be worth some persona.
Slade only has 2, so he's holding on to them. That's 1 success, and no 6s to explode. So, yeah, how does this look like? How do you couch or phrase this like apology that you attempt to like calm him down with? And mind you, you're failing, right? So you're saying the wrong things.
I think I'm probably telling him that I didn't mean to insult his honor, and I wasn't thinking. I'm a stupid young dwarf.
I think that would actually maybe be appropriate if you succeeded, but now you're
No. I'm gonna say something that he's definitely gonna be offended at. Must be my upbringing.
That, I think that's an appropriate fail for like etiquette, the etiquette fork. But since you're trying to calm him down as well, like what's the phrasing you use to calm him down that goes horribly awry? And guys, if you have some great idea that you're just waiting to explode with, shout it out.
Well, it's very simple. This guy is out of touch. He is not in with the dwarven culture, and he's Mr. Stuffy Pants.
I'm not going to call him
but
that.
But how is that like? How is that trying to soothe someone and saying the wrong thing with the right intent?
Because you're right? Saying the wrong thing with the you're trying to update his moral code and tell him that he's old fashioned and all that fun stuff.
Must be my upbringing.
Maybe I'm not really good at apologizing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know you're old fashioned.
Oh, that's good. Actually, that's great.
You know what? Yeah, just go ahead and use that because I can't think of anything.
So you start to like say, I know you're old fashioned. I mean, I was not brought up that way. It was like, so you could just see his disappointment.
I just got it.
Okay.
It's not like I was calling you a coward or anything. Wrong thing, wrong time. Right intent. Yeah.
Absolutely. So his indignity is turning to fiery anger, and he just grabs you by the scruff of your neck, and he starts to physically haul you out of the hall while
ow, ow, ow.
Are you doing anything to stop him, or are you just letting yourself be cast?
I'm not going to let myself be cast out of my own home. Sorry.
All right, then. That's a versus power test.
You ungrateful little slime of a... You know.
Welcome to the sleep fail train.
This train has been chugging along since the moment I started this game.
First, you tried your four dice versus four, so that's difficult. And then next, you tried Soothing Platitudes, which was a challenging test. And your power is currently reduced to three, V3. Yep. It's a versus test, so you don't know the obstacle yet. He has four dice. So that's three successes for Gombe. You're up against an obstacle of three. With your three dice. Whoa, you get successes. That's pretty cool. So first of all, it's a difficult test. So you can record a difficult power test.
Can I pop that six?
Absolutely, with a fate.
Okay, I'm going to do what Todd just told me to do.
And what did Todd just tell you to do?
You know, it's not a secret note if you tell everyone I'm passing secret notes.
What is with you today, Todd? Passing notes all through class?
I'm going to pretend to faint.
Well, that wasn't your intent, right, previously with this test. I mean, if you can always do it later when you prevented him from throwing you out, right? But now, did you want to explode that six?
No, I don't have enough fate, so...
In that case, the test goes to you, of course, because you're the defender. So he attempts to drag you out and kick you out, but somewhere along the way to the doors, how do you stop this?
I was thinking about hooking my foot around something.
So you're just holding on. You're not throwing him off. You're just preventing him from dragging you out.
I don't want to hurt him. Just my great-great-granduncle something.
Which is why it would be so juicy if you accidentally killed him or something. But, you know, that's me.
You would inherit the house.
Not necessarily.
Okay, so he pulls for a while, and then he starts to huff, because he's not young, and he's not great at moving about. So he lets go of you and sort of does that, puts his hands on his thighs, and he starts to bend forward and go... Because he's out of breath from hauling you and shouting at you. So
I'm gonna try to make sure he's okay. I am literally gonna turn around and put my hand on his shoulders. Like, do you need a minute? Are you okay?
Okay, he has trouble actually speaking because he is huffing so hard.
Oh, I know exactly what to do. I'm gonna shout at Ty. How far away are we from him?
It's a big hall, but you're not that far away. You're maybe 10, 15 feet.
I'm going to tell Ty to bring me my bag, which was on the table I was laying on, apparently.
He's looking right and left, waving his hands about, and then he sees your package or your bag, and he rushes over with it.
I do
like
know.
You start the scene on a slab, and you're going to end with your forefather on a slab.
Probably, yeah. He's going to kind of tug at his arm to try and... get him to follow him. Just all the while saying, I'm a Kurgan, I know what I'm doing.
He has summoned enough breath to swear at you some more, but it's coming out, it's sort of in half curses. They're cut off because he has to suck in air. Ty's sort of hurrying to the other side and trying to, you know, haul him under his arm.
I think I'll be doing that too.
Like, did you find a table for him or a seat? Or what do you do?
I'm going to let I'll let Ty haul him. I'm sure one of the dwarves left a sleeping roll here.
Possible, yeah.
I will put it out on the slab and try to get him to sit on it.
All right. That's fine.
Making it comfortable for him, you know.
You put him on the slab together on the roll, and he's starting to regain his composure a little. But it's only, you know, as soon as he gets air... He's looking at you like you are the misbegotten spawn of a less desirable part of the family. You know, as soon as he has enough air to speak, he's like, "Get out of here, you god!" You know,
he's gonna hold up his finger and go, "You need to stop yelling. You need to calm down."
All right. I think we're going to leave you guys
I will
there.
Walk out of this room if you calm down.
So we're going to leave you there. All right, so back to the tunnel, debris-filled stream, broken walkways, and into the crevice, the dark crevice where you have been driven by the half-dozen spiders, giant, big spiders.
My liege, I think we've fought them off, my liege.
Right. You had almost completely exhausted yourselves fighting the one spider, right?
Yeah, I kick some of the bits we've chopped up of the one we killed. Out to
you haven't killed it. It's just down, right? You managed to, while the others kept it busy, Fandral smacked it in the face, and it went down. You haven't hacked anything off. And the other spiders dragged it away.
So we haven't actually killed any of them yet, for better or worse.
Yeah, like I said, they're sort of moving in an intelligent way. Like they're holding off. They still have you cordoned in, but like I said, they drag one off. And sort of closed their ranks, but now they're not moving in a way that is clearly overtly aggressive. It's like they're taking stock of you again to see, like, oh, wait, dwarf tough. These dwarves not like other dwarves.
not like these food, not like other food.
Yes, there you go.
Well, actually, to be honest, I don't think we see any dwarves in there. I think we see goblins in there. I mean, you know.
It's a little too far away to see distinctly.
Yeah, I start feeling the rock. Yeah, I think we could tunnel our way out of here.
I ignore a go.
Dwarven stubbornness. Yeah, this way.
Stone is not an obstacle. It's an opportunity.
Hey, that's true. Was that something that Oldkill actually said?
Yeah, he's feeling the wall, trying to gauge what kind of rock it is. A good dwarf can probably go through a yard an hour or something like that.
It's a nice thought, Ulfkel. Did you bring a pick?
I had my hammer. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Oh, remember, Flint, you're distracted and haunted by this unpleasant notion put in your head by the whispers of the Etharch.
Yeah.
So you're at plus one orb for now.
Joy.
Yes. Is anyone doing anything in particular? I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Todd. Were about to say something that Flint is about to do.
Oh, he's just sitting there playing with his beard. You know, he's got those beads so he can flick them back and forth. Well, it's not quite a stalemate. I think we could actually walk out of here. What do you think, sir?
I don't think we could do that. Maybe we could use some of the lanterns and oil to try to lay down some fire barrier to get them to back off. Maybe then we could stand a chance of running away, but even then, they're awful fast.
But the berry, my liege.
Eventually, yes. But we don't have enough dwarves with us right now. There's more of them than there are of us.
Poke my head close to the edge. You, spiders, get out of here! This is my berry!
Because you see one of them tentatively stepping forward. And this one has what looks like their exoskeletons are not terribly hairy. They're more slick. And it seems like someone has either scratched or smeared a lighter substance onto its big back body in sort of a three-stripe way. It begins to clack and hiss. Flint, are you wearing your, like, clannery?
Of course.
Okay. So in your head, or in your ears, really, you start to hear nuances and clarity in the hissing and clacking, and you begin to hear words like short food strong, short food worthy, short food not fight no more.
Yeah, everyone is going to so think that I'm crazy.
You can't see me smiling, but you know what I'm doing.
Flint will get down on one knee and, using his axe, tap and rasp back at the spider. We leave now. You stay.
We get the F out of Dodge.
Unferth, who is like getting up from being knocked down, and sort of he's yeah, taking his helmet off and wiping the sweat from his brow. He's, like, looking at Flint, like, what are you doing?
Talking to the spiders.
Have you gone insane?
Maybe. Can't you hear it? I know I'm not helping.
Like, you can see his eyes turn to big saucers, like, and there's genuine fear in his eyes.
Do the spiders back off?
He's glancing toward the prince, like, what do we do?
The prince is trying to study the terrain and work out a strategy, like, well, if we throw some oil and fire here and we run to this area.
So no. It says, we can parley with them, sir. I know we can.
They're spiders, Flint.
Look at the size of those bodies. They got brains.
Their brains are still smaller than yours.
So, yeah, the spider is going, worthy sea mother, yes, parley.
Oh.
Don't trust sneaky spiders.
Peachy spiders.
I am not going to negotiate with these spiders in their home turf.
My liege, I think it's gotten to him finally.
Did he get hit in the head?
No, sure. No, just listen. They're trying to communicate. They just don't have the proper hardware to do it.
They're just making, you know, sounds.
If you peek out, you see that frontmost spider, I mean, hissing Strike. And clicking and waiting. Yeah. And hissing and clicking and waiting.
Hard to speak. We leave.
No, leave, see, mother.
Tomorrow.
They live in a cave. They don't know what days are.
So here's my question, Flint. Like, are you attempting to mimic the way it's talking? Or are you, like, hammering and clicking and talking so the other dwarves can get what you're saying?
I'm probably trying more towards spider speech because I want them to understand what I say, even though I don't speak spider. I would not be surprised if the brain-addled Flint is talking as he's speaking, because maybe they can hear, but they can't speak. But I'm also wanting to stay low to the ground, because maybe it's the vibrations through the earth is what I'm picking up.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I am totally, utterly prepared to fail this. Either that or open up spider speech.
It doesn't appear like you have a problem communicating with it. So it's not like you need to test anything. It's more, I'm more curious, like if you're trying to convince it or them of anything.
I'm trying to convince them that we're going to leave and not see Mother. Because Mother is probably the size of a bus. So, and yes, this will make even dwarves cringe.
You have an intent, clearly. I mean, you want them to leave you.
Yes.
Or let you pass, right? What kind of skills can you bring to bear? Or, you know.
He's a comedian. I'm oddly likable.
Fair enough, really? Fair enough. I think that is an excellent use for that trait for a bonus.
What else can we throw in here? I'm such the strong arm that I'm not really good at this talky thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have intimidation.
But see, that's not the one I want to go for, even though that would normally be my go-to skill for communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sounds like he's going to be opening up, of course, persuasion.
This is a kind of alien communication. I think you're going to have to go for regular persuasion or some other skill that you maybe you're starting to open up.
Spider-wise.
Spider-wise could be something, but that's more like, you know, you want to figure out like what their intent is or if they're communicating with each other or something. But
Arachnes. You're learning Arachnes.
He doesn't know why, I think, right now, but for us, like from a meta perspective, it's the ring that's translating for him.
Yeah, yeah. So it probably would be persuasion, like you said, opening a persuasion.
So how painful is that?
That means you use your newly acquired 5 wheel dice against an obstacle of, let me consult the monster.
Parley with spider skill.
Yeah, consult the Book of Spiders, brother.
Instead of chapters, they're called
links. It's nothing but web pages.
That's funny because one of the spider types is called a web stalker. Okay, well, the obstacle is going to be 3, which is going to be doubled to 6. So it's going to count toward opening persuasion, but you're going to have to ring out six successes in order to make them like understand that it's better to let you go and revisit this another time. So five dice against an obstacle of six.
You know what?
Right.
We're going to throw down three persona for this because I'm a fool. And if we're dead, I can't use persona.
I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to make you hurt really bad first.
And I will keep you hurting.
Yes.
The three persona goes against will.
Yes.
Five for will, three for persona, one for oddly likable.
Yes.
So I get 10 dice to get six successes on.
I count nine. Five plus three plus one.
Because my math is bad. Nine dice.
Three, so.
I understand if you want to err on the side of advantage to you, but
that was just an honest mistake. I counted it twice because I'm so nice. Okay, so nine dice to get six successes. Ha! Huh. Mm-hmm. Is this open ended or something I burned fate on?
But you can open end it with a fate if you roll a six.
Can I also use fate for traitors?
No, you cannot. That is only if it defaults to open-ended. If you feel like this is super important, I mean, you do have a deeds point. Do you feel like it's, you know, world-ending important? Because then you can double your will from a 5 to 10 and then get 3 bonus. Then you'll have 14 dice, right?
Oh, let's do this because I'm an idiot. Okay, and this is where we totally blow this dice roll.
You could, yeah.
Let's see where we go.
Oh.
Let's see. One, two, three, four.
Five.
You have got to be kidding me.
Hold on. One, two, three, four, five, and there are no sixes. I should totally have given you a failure conditions you knew.
I will give you a failure condition.
Oh.
I am so talking into these spiders. I drop my axe and I'm using my arms to motion like the spiders to communicate with them.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
I think
they could choose to put me in the small size straight jacket later.
Yeah.
So, damn it, they're not understanding.
We've been poisoned by them.
They are, Flint. They are totally getting what you're saying, but you are just not. I mean, you are obviously pouring your entire being into communicating this stuff. I think maybe you take two or three steps forward to get the room to do all these things.
Sure.
And they totally misunderstand you. They misunderstand it for "I'll come now." They'll say "I'll come now," so they're like, "Oh." And the foremost spider swoops, grabs you up, swings you to a side with one of its legs, and you're like flying through the air into the embrace of two others.
Okay.
Bloody hell!
Your axe is on the ground.
I'll talk to the queen. I've got I've got Fandral's back. So go! I'll talk to the queen.
I think as soon as I saw one grabbing him, mm-hmm. I'd be after that one.
All right. Okay. It just essentially shoves him to the side, so he flies into two others, right? Yeah. So it's in your way if you want to get to Flint, but it's not actually
stacking.
Yeah.
Can I actually get between Fandral and the spiders and say no violence?
You can, but you're both going to be in the middle of spiders, right? Unless Fandral like doesn't go after you but goes after the spider, like he said.
Yeah, I think he'd have to do his persuasion roll against Fandral to convince him that this is a good idea and he's not crazy.
You're standing there making clicking sounds and hissing and moving his fingers like they were spider parts, yeah.
Okay, so here's a question. What's Fandral's intent thundering out toward the spider that swooped up or swooped away Flint?
I would want to get Flint away from them and back to safety.
You want to maybe more get past it than actually hurt it?
My intent would be to, grab Flint and pull him back to the relative safety of our little niche.
The spider immediately in front of you seems surprised by your dash. You bump it, and it backs, away, I didn't expect you to swap me on the nose. What the hell is going on? And then you are in the middle of spiders with Flint, and now Flint can do whatever he, or you can have your tool.
I will shove Fandral back away. He says, go! He says, I will talk to the spiders.
Is Fandral having any of that?
I think he's gone insane or hit in the head or poisoned or something. He's not himself. So I'd just be trying to grab him and haul him back.
I guess that's a versus power test, guys. Oh. And I guess this is vaguely fighting, so I guess Fandral would be talking.
This is known as failing versus the prince test.
Well, I'm not persuading you, so you have a pretty good chance of winning.
No. Let's see. I have a so what's power.
I mean, is Fandral saying anything like, you're insane? Or
yeah.
Like?
Yeah, basically, yes. Flip, you've gone mad. Get back here.
You see, you don't understand. It says, I can hear what they're saying.
Further verifying you've gone mad.
I know. It's not very eloquent.
Okay, let's see if you stay amidst the spiders and have this conversation, or if the prince is hauling Flint away as you are having the conversation.
It's tug of war with Flint.
So let's do a versus power test, right? So Flint has his...
I have five die for power.
Okay. I think the prince is also at five, right?
Yes.
I'm so roll your power tests and add any fate or persona or whatever you need if you feel like it.
I'm gonna burn persona, but I will burn fate if it's available. Well, no, I got three successes.
I got four and three sixes.
Would you like
that's cheaty. I thought you rolled a four. I thought you had four ones. No,
would you like to explode those so we could count them toward acting quickly?
Sure, why not? One more. A total of five successes.
It's like the spiders were like, oh, everything's hunky-dory. And then suddenly the prince is like in yoink. The middle of them. Yoink! Like, and he's pulling back. And before they're even like, hey, like, what the hell's going on? And then, you know, you're back among the dwarves, dragging Flint by his beard or something. And then you can have this like back and forth now.
If you're not careful, the spiders are going to think their new friend is being attacked by their own kind.
Hold him, Wolfgel, he's gone mad.
I have my hammer hand just thinking about going bunk.
That's already happened to him.
Like, I'll pick up my axe and sling it so it's not in my hands. And I have no way I'm going to be able to convince the prince. I can hear the spiders. I can understand what they're saying. We're communicating. Not well, but we're communicating. They want us to go see the queen. Not going to let that happen. I will talk to the queen because I can hear these spiders. I'm not crazy. I know exactly what they're saying. It's just they think differently.
If they have a queen, I'm the prince. She can come here and talk to me.
I'll try that. I mean, and I will turn my back on the prince and start talking to the spiders. I will point at Fandral and say, my queen wants your queen to come here to talk.
Actually, I think it was mother, but still, yeah, still works, yeah.
Queen mother, it probably translates the same when you're a spider.
I totally forgot your extra obstacle, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. You keep failing. So,
Oh, okay. I guess I should write down what kind of failure that was. Was that a routine failure? Which means
Right. The power test was a 5 versus yours, so it was a difficult power test.
Mm. But it was a routine for me, right?
Yeah, it was a 3 for Fandral, so that is routine. So, yeah, the spider, all of them, they seem confused, if that is even possible to, like, communicate through spider body language. And the foremost one is like, we had agreement. We parley.
You should probably explain things.
Yes. The dwarves, they cannot hear you. Only I can hear you. They do not understand. This, and I put my hand on Fandral's chest, wants your queen to come here to talk.
No, not come. Queen large. Queen busy. Many babies.
Cringe.
Mother, I'm sorry. The spider doesn't say queen. It's just mother.
You are not the only one cringing, believe me.
I'm still going to believe that queen mother is the same thing in spider speech.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that you know, they're not using your vernacular, so to speak.
Sir, they say the queen is too large. It cannot come and meet us.
Parley, peace.
I just How smart are they? Are they smart enough to be honest, but not smart enough to be duplicitous?
They probably eat their husbands, so they're all females.
Well, these could all be drones. I'm not going to check. I'm going to try to convince the prince I have not lost it. I don't know why, but I can hear them, and they can understand me.
Okay, so while you two are like messing around with the spiders, what's it like? Like, what's Ulfkill's little brewer circle doing, and what's going on there? What is Ulfkill doing in relation to this, by the by?
Yeah, Ulfkill's just sort of standing there, going back, looking at him, looking at the spiders, and going back, and then looking at the three brewers with me, because they're not really apprentices anymore.
Can't you see it? I'm communicating with them.
Make them dance. Tell them dance or do something. I don't believe you. I think you're insane.
Some of the other dwarves are like, he's crazy. He must have hit his head. He was talking strangely before.
It's to the spider. It says, you with the three stripes, can you move several paces to the left to convince them that they can hear me? Please.
All right. It does in a sort of creepy sidestepping way.
Yes. See? So I can understand them. I can parley with them. Let me do this. You guys get back. Get the whole company if you need to. But this is how it's going to play out, sir.
Look over at Aethelbald, the guy's name, right? And say, did you bring some spikes? Maybe you can start tunneling to the wall toward the brewery from here.
Aethelbald is sort of overcome. He's not one of the dwarves who are super steely, right? So he's too tough to reach right now. He's like,
big iron.
so he's just like Rory. So the two of them is like standing there like,
They have different, like, okay, Rory is like that now too, because spiders are scary. But they have different types of, like, phobia, so to speak, or like...
Bear, I imagine, is probably much sterner stuff.
She's standing there wide-eyed, all sweaty from having helped you with the whole fight. Streaks in her soot-stained lower half of the face. But she's, she doesn't know what to make of anything, clearly. She's looking from you to the prince to the crazy waving flint to spider.
Spider just moved. So it's like, what do I have to do? Part the stone for you? I can talk to them. I don't understand why. Maybe they like me. I'm a nice guy.
That's not it.
Okay, how about this? I'll see if they'll make it. I can make a deal with them to guarantee my safety. And if they will guarantee my safety, then will you leave back towards the hold? Because we're not going to the brewery anytime soon. It's a spider hold.
Is this how you really want to die, Flint?
I'm not going to die. I'm just going to be the stupid hero. Okay, sir?
It seems like you have a big difference of opinion.
No, really?
So here's a question. Do you want to resolve it with like a quick and dirty duel of wits? And maybe John can fill in for either side with like help, or do you just want to have it? Do you just want to have a quick resolution and then we move on?
I think we can do it with a quick resolution. I'll throw down my facts. I'll make my case. These spiders can be powerful allies. It's obvious that unless we have a war with them, we're not going to get the brewery back. It's through and through just filled with spiders. Sorry, guys. That's just the way it is.
Spider webs burn.
Yeah, but these are smart spiders. Yeah,
so right. If we're doing the quickie version, like, then clearly Flint wants to let them have their little parlay way. And Fandral principally does not, right? You have a different plan. Like, we're getting out of here and getting more men, I guess. So is Ulfkill helping either of them?
I think I'm just sitting down looking – just at this point, I'm sort of seeing this outcome going, I have no idea what's going on. I'm a brewer. I'm not any of this shit.
You were there with me on the front lines. It took five of us to just match one of these guys. This is not a fight we can win. Sometimes we have to do a little bit of wisdom and maybe come up with an alternate plan to taking over the brewery. You can build one from scratch. I know you can.
Do they like beer?
I don't know. Maybe that's why they're here. I'll ask them. Do spiders like beer? So do you drink what is in your lair?
I guess you get something like Lair Dry. Confusion.
Beer. Golden.
It's in kegs.
It's in kegs. It's in large eggs.
Wooden eggs.
Wooden eggs.
No,
yes.
Kegs goblin take.
Oh, the goblins took the keg. Yes, I'm having this one-sided conversation. So the goblins took the keg.
At that point, I'm sitting next to him going, okay, how about the brewing equipment? Do they still got that in there?
This
is devolving into a brewery discussion out of what you wanted to like. Look, we can't stay here. We're going, and we're not going down there. And suddenly Flint is sort of evading that whole thing and starting a brewing discussion with Ulfkel. What are you doing about that?
Well, he's not running out there now, so we're going to go back to my strategizing on how we can lay down some fire, get a path away from these spiders and distract them and get out of here.
Well, he still wants to go out there, right? He hasn't abandoned that idea. He's just like being courteous, obviously, to you, like trying to get you to understand.
He's talking to Ulfkel about brewing. I don't care.
And Fandral automatically turns off at that point. And
well, I mean, what I mean is you were kind of going head-to-head about what to do, and then Flint sort of slid into some sort of brewing tangent with Ulfkel. I'm guessing you want a definite resolution to your, like, original contention? Let Flint go or not?
The way I look at Flint wants a resolution to that, because I'm not letting him go. And since he's not going anywhere right now, he's saying to talk to Ulfkel. I'm letting him.
Okay, cool. Good. So, then we're on the same page. So Flint, this is just a temporary, like, Flint is falling into placating the other dwarves.
I think I need to update a belief. I need a belief for parley with the spiders and broker peace with the dwarves.
Absolutely. That sounds like a thing you should do.
Because I'm going to take a step away from the prince. And
with
tell the spiders,
inside.
I'm gonna tell the spiders, the prince wants to use fire. You should get water.
You traitor.
We need peace with these spiders, sir. We don't need a war.
Oh, you're actually telling me that you're telling them to go get water.
No, I was telling the spiders.
But are you close enough the Fanner would conceivably hear?
Oh, yeah.
But in spider speech, though, aren't you? Or
I don't know.
He doesn't speak spider. He just understands it, right?
Yeah, see, I don't even know what I'm doing, obviously.
So you're still...
Yeah, suddenly he's like, yeah, the prince is totally using fire. You should get water.
I said restrain him. He's gone.
No, here's the point. Do the spiders get water? Do they get the warning?
There's a chorus fire, but that's as far as it gets before the prince is like, restrain him.
I sort of put my hand on his chest, you know, and push him against the wall, and then look and say, okay, ask him about the brewing equipment.
They don't understand. They're still working on fire.
You, spiders, any mesh tons in there still, fermenters? Point.
Yeah, as we leave the dwarves in the tunnel for now, right, clearly it's like devolving entirely.
Chaos reigns.
Yes.
Hey, I had a touch of my belief.
Well, maybe when we come back to you, you could consider, like, maybe you want this parley to happen then. Right, Ulfkel.
Yeah.
So it's clear now that we're back in the hall, the Good Heart Hall, you're not going to be able to calm him down. Gombe is in fit of rage. And you probably realize that the only way to really get him to calm down is to leave.
All right. Well, that's what I'm going to do then.
Ty's like, you can see he understands where you're doing it, but he's not happy because now he's alone with a crazy dwarf.
No. I'm taking Ty with me.
Oh, okay. Oh, in that case.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I just kind of grab him in my bag and make a placating motion at my ancestor and then just walk out with my dog. Okay.
The great double doors close behind you, and you can hear the impact of a tankard on the door behind you.
So he threw it at me, okay.
Yes. You can hear something breaking as well. Yeah, so you're in the courtyard with this wonderful fountain with a micturating ancestor, among other things. there are some side buildings and the walls, obviously. And yeah, Ty, it's like, oh, I should have gone with the others. Why did I stay?
Weren't you ordered to?
Well, yes, when I suggested it, I thought it would be good if someone kept an eye on you. But I think it's turning into more of a headache than...
Oh, don't mention headaches.
Oh, sorry.
An old man obviously has some sort of health issue. I'd love to get back in there and help him, but at the moment, my presence and possibly yours by extension is not helping.
No. I have a few elderly relatives, and they tend to get fired up, and then you have to leave, and then they stop by themselves.
Is there water running in this fountain, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was part of the hidden mechanism that allowed the prince to get in here. The hydro something or other, right? The water pipes that govern the whole opening doors and such is going through the system. So yeah, there's a dwarf ancestor who's standing on top of the fountain and quote-unquote peeing into the basin.
Do I know him or her?
I don't think so, unless maybe you want to test something.
No.
Is that a skill, dwarves without pants recognition?
Just going to head out of the courtyard. Still hoping that Ty is following me.
Are you going anywhere in particular where you can figure stuff out about your family, or just...
There's got to be a library here somewhere.
All right. I guess that might be in one of the wings of the side buildings or something. Well, a hall, I mean. You'd have to use an alternate entrance or something. Side entrance.
Well, I'm in the town itself, but...
It's not really a town. It's more like a keep. So there's a main building, and there are some lesser buildings where you would assume that you assume are like storage space or servants' quarters, and there's a whole enclosing wall. Oh, and there was a mill as well, with a mill wheel that's on the outside of the wall in the water.
I think Slate was going for a library or a place of public records in Scoria Deep itself.
Yeah.
Okay. So you leave the hold. Okay.
That would be the idea of me walking out the gates, yes.
I see, okay. There's a moment where Ty is like, wait, shouldn't we? Oh, but wait, we're heading back to the dwarves. Yes, of course, this is excellent. Away from danger. So, you know, he doesn't protest. I guess you would need hold-wise to find a suitable place, a good archive.
I could just ask.
You could just ask. There would be a few dwarves there, I guess.
I was thinking asking a human, but...
Yeah, they don't seem to be very much into books, or dwarven books anyway. They seem to have used a few as kindling. The simplest, like, because a lot of the dwarves here have never been here before. So the easiest way would be to, like, where would they have a library? There, maybe, and then you sort of chance it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Ty can totally help you with a die. So this would be hold-wise. You don't have that die, right?
No.
Okay. In that case, it's a perception test, and it's beginner's luck, so the obstacle is doubled. I think there are more than one place where you could get information on families. You know, you could find someone's personal hall where they keep records of families, maybe because they married into them or something. Or you could maybe find the royal archive or something if you do really well. So let's make this a graduated test. So you just roll, and depending on the amount of successes, the more successes you get, the better information you're going to get.
Right, perception is 6, so yeah. 5.
So graduated test, if you want to learn anything, you need 1 success. But because this is beginner's luck, you're going to need 2 successes to learn anything. Let's see, your perception 6. Was what?
6.
So it's down 1 to 5, but it's up 1 because Ty is helping you.
Okay, so I'll just throw 6 of them.
So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes. That's pretty good. Would amount to like 2 successes with beginner's luck. With 2 successes, after a bit of rooting around and using your common sense about how the holds are laid out, and occasionally being shooed away by some dwarf who's busy cleaning out some hall on Fandral's orders, you get to a hall in the kind of inner circle of the city. So it's close. It's kind of where all the noble families are. Asking the dwarf who's in charge of cleaning that place out, he's like, oh, well, of course, there's a there's a record of some kind in the back here. I'm sure you can take a look. Heading back there with Ty, you find one alcove filled with books and scrolls, and one wall that is set with these slots. I've described them before in the game. I'm not sure if I've described them while you have been in the game. So imagine like these rectangular tablets with a handle on one side that you slot into the wall.
Okay.
So they're stone. So you pull one out, and then there are lines of runes on it. And there's also usually, if it's like a contract or a legal document, there's an alchemical stamp with like a clan sigil on it. And this type of documentation is a little older. It's like, if you want to use the hoity-toity Dvergar way of recording things, or like if you want to make a very official type marriage document or legal agreement document,
you
put it in stone. Like you write it in stone.
Yes. When you want it written in stone.
Yes. If it's less important, or if maybe the clan is not so wealthy, you do the, you know, paper, leather, parchment stuff. So you have a decent amount of stuff here to work with. What would you like to find out about your family? Is there anything in particular you wanted to learn? You wanted to get a family tree, right? Is that to like figure out where you are in the grand scheme of things, or?
Yeah, where me and my sister are, because we're twins, so.
I mean, you know that you are descendants from, at so far as you knew, the last surviving Goodhearts. But, I mean, you're not going to learn anything more than that if you're just looking for you. So what I'm asking, is there a deeper intent, like understanding your clan's origins or understanding
how
it fits in? Or is it origin? Okay.
It's origins. I want to know where we came from.
I think that's a research test, in fact.
I can see Ty just sitting back going, yep, this is the type of scouting I was born for.
Well, he may find his calling.
Less dangerous scouting.
Yes. This is what I'm supposed to do. Okay, research is the art of navigating libraries, gathering data, and collating coherent reports. Let's see. And yours is a Dvergar clan, so it would not be like super secret. But it's also old in that case, so it wouldn't be super easy. And you don't have the perfect library for this, but you have a library, right?
So
collating relevant information from a native language text, obstacle 3. That sounds right.
So this goes under learning.
It does. It is based on perception.
Fine. Am I getting an extra dice from?
Oh, Ty's not helping. He's like, well, this is interesting and all that, but you know. He's not very good at the whole thing, but he's fascinated, clearly. Like, this is great.
Okay, 5d6 then.
Obstacle was 3, which is doubled to 6, because it's beginner's luck, right? And if you succeed, let's work out an interesting origin. If you fail, let's work out an equally interesting origin, which is going to be half-true.
Half-true, okay.
Half-true.
I'm not going to succeed, you realize that, because I only have 5 dice.
You could roll a lot of 6s. And you have a 6. You have 3 successes and a 6. So it's up to you. Do you want to spend a fate and see if maybe you roll another 6 and another 6 and another 6?
Yeah, I doubt I will, but sure, why not?
And mark 1 fate for perception. Oh, that's a 1. Okay. So since the records are old, I guess you'll have to go through both the text, or when I say text, I mean the book and scrolls records and the written in stone stuff. And some of the older stone records are scratched. So there's some like question about, is that word this word or is that word that word? There's some ambiguity in the description. We worked a little on like the origins of Flint's clan. So let's do something similar here. And if you're cool with it, we could invite the others to like fill in details. What in your mind is the interesting like origin for the Goodhearts? Like how did they come to settle in Scoria with the rest of the like ancient dwarves?
That is a really good question.
Suggestions? Well,
because they're on the outskirts of town and not in the middle of Scoria Deep, they came late.
That's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was no place for you in the center.
So yes. They didn't come from Scoria Deep. Did they come from Breccia? Maybe your old Breccia clan that moved to Scoria.
That would explain why you had lost touch, because you were literally cut off from the rest of your family.
But this is like the ancient, ancient good hearts. So, and it sounds like heart, good heart would be something like a topsider, someone who lives in the wilderness rather than maybe a deep dwelling clan, unless they changed their name and vocation.
Maybe the reason why she didn't find anything is because there was nothing to find. Maybe the reason Slate couldn't find it is because it's deliberately missing.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So the exact origin, maybe that's a part that was scratched. So it's illegible.
Scratched on purpose.
Maybe scratched on purpose. Interesting. Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. That is
somebody doesn't want me knowing who I am.
So in this archive that you have found, at least, the origin bit of the good hearts is scratched out, and it's been done so on purpose. Which begs the question, which hall are you in, right? That's interesting.
Well, we know it's not the Gutterdam Hall.
Indeed.
Hopefully.
Could be. They're kind of sneaky.
And when you say sneaky, are you just being nice and saying not sane?
Necessarily mean that you know, someone could have, I mean, snuck in here way back when and erased part of the record and then got out. Like, it could have been a guest. So it doesn't necessarily mean that this is like this clan is the traitor. But what's more interesting is if you find further records and they are also erased, that would be interesting.
Oh.
That's part of the reason why you don't get a definite impression, right? A definite origin. But you also find a book record, a scroll, that describes an alliance between the good hearts and the, what would we call it? Since everything is called Westwood, it's the Westwood Elves, the Elves of the Westwood, right? That's all it says. Mm. Right? There's an alliance at one point. There was an alliance at one point with the Elves of the Westwood, which could be anywhere outside, really, because all the places are named Westwood. Which is interesting.
Actually, I have an idea of whose hold they're in right now.
Give it to me.
What clan was Dooney in again?
Well, I don't think we established that, but you know, we'll whip up a clan name and say that it's
His name is Dooney's clan. I mean, he was, you know, he would actually, of anyone who would need have a reason to remove old records or at least have old records expunged, would be Dooney, since he's been stealing from this place.
The clan of evil, duplicitous bastards.
Yeah, because no one else here is an evil, duplicitous bastard who would, you know, ignore records that would help friends gain more glory or wealth.
Can't think any.
Here's the fun thing. If ends up in a different hold and the records are scratched out there, that smells of a royal decree. Somebody really screwed the pooch at some point.
Todd, I think that is an excellent point, and that's probably the deduction that Slate is going through. That is too sweet to ignore, right? Because this is like, you're finding the records, you're finding more records, and they're all scratched out, and it's the same bit, and it's like, wait a minute. No, what if the records there are also scratched out, and they're also scratched out, right?
So this is what I'm finding.
We'll leave that seed.
Yeah.
Let that grow.
I think I'm going to make plans to leave Skoria with or without the prince.
What? I see. You plan to go north, maybe, and find out if the other records are.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Yep. I'm going to another city to find out if they're scratched out there.
There are Breccia dwarfs staying here right now.
Oh, yeah.
Do I know these people?
You know that they came to your camp before you moved into Skoria and made themselves known, a captain and her second in command. You know that they have sought an audience with Lord Rom, but then shortly thereafter Lord Rom was killed and Fandral, the Bregor sent a runner to sort of, new tenants. Are you still interested in that sort of parley? And they were, but since then you haven't heard from them and it's been like a day. But they're supposedly out north of Skoria in the tunnels, in the underway. You have sent scouts out to sort of see where they are, but they haven't reported in yet.
Well, I'm going to head that direction.
Interesting. Let's like zoom in on the scene. You're in there. You've maybe taken out a bunch of these tablets, put them on a table. You have those records and this whole plot maybe is forming in your head and Tyus standing there or maybe sitting, you know, scraping dirt from his nails. And then, okay, you have the epiphany. What do you do?
I start putting things back very quickly. And if Ty is smart enough, he could probably sense the gears turning in my head.
Yeah, he said, something happened? Did you find something?
Of a sort. Ty, do you trust me?
That's a loaded question, isn't it?
Just a bit, but do your best to answer.
I don't distrust you. I guess you served us well. Why are you being so, you know... And he makes some hand motions as if, you know, you should know what he means, but he doesn't know what to say.
He kind of looks at Ty, looks him over. I can't go alone. You're coming with me.
I know I'd regret this. I knew I'd regret this. Are we going
far? We're
going
to go north.
Oh, wait. That, what do you mean when you say north?
I mean north.
North where?
In the tunnels.
Just in the tunnels? What do you mean?
Breccia.
Yeah, that's what he says, because I can't say it right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Slate says Breccia.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I haven't the best track record here, and I'm not going to desert the prince, like, when we're needed. Okay, that's not a good idea. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that there's got to be a reason my family's name has been crossed out of every single one of these texts.
It's been crossed out? And, you know, he looks them over. He doesn't know how to read these properly. He's not inclined to, like, go traipsing off with you somewhere, especially somewhere dangerous, especially, like, without telling anyone, because that's where this seems to be going. Like, it seems like you're on the way to do something completely on your own without any sanction from, like, the prince or anyone else.
Oh, yeah, he's worried about that.
With your magnificent head wound, are you, like, trying to... make him do this, or...
No, I'm not going to make him. If he wants to stay, I'll let him stay.
Okay, all right.
I'll go alone.
All right, then.
But I will point something out to him before I go, like, as okay. We're walking back down the street. I will point out, okay, if you want to go with the prince of the deep, dark, scary, animal-infested caves, be my guest.
you're putting it that way. Well, I mean, that seems like
Well, I'm just leaving that there. I'm not trying to persuade him to come with me.
It seems like you are, though.
No.
Or at least planting the idea in his head that those are his choices.
Well,
or is it just a casual,
It's just a casual remark. I'm teasing him a little bit.
You bring up a good point there, John. He kind of was posted to keep an eye on Slate. You know, in that case, I'm probably just going to say yes, right? You don't have to test anything. If you just... casually mention stuff like that, then, you know, he's going to be reminded that, oh, crap, I said I was going to make sure that he was...
Duty! Yes. It's like chains!
You can see him being a little deflated and defeated, but he seems to be tagging along. He's not saying anything, but he's like, you know, you can see that he's thinking he's going to get in so much trouble for this.
So am I.
Right, so that's where we're going to, like, leave you to, maybe going north somewhere.
Oh, no, definitely going north.
So quickly, just a quickie back to the Dwarves of the Tunnel with the spiders, but we're stuck. Is there a plan, or are you still, like, gabbing right and left, no semblance of order?
We're a pack of raging chickens.
Has Ulfkill decided to throw his weight into one side or the other, or maybe his own?
Are they understanding me when I yell at them about things? Or are they going, what is he gabbing about? Or, you know.
They don't seem to be, like.
Understanding me?
To you, at least.
They
seem to be waiting on Flint. Right,
I grab Flint and say, explain to him, you know, mash tons.
It's a pretty complicated subject to bring up to a predator.
I step, totally possessed because he's worried about the bird. He steps out of the crack and he says, okay, they're, and I start pacing it out on the ground. They're this big and I throw my hand out this tall. They're round. I walk around in circles saying they're round. translate this. And
I tell the spiders, he's babbling about mash tuns. They're large barrels for holding grain, and they're probably gone rotten by now.
Okay, so while this circus is going on, Fandral, are you in any way like cluing in your axe bearers to your planning this thing with fire and maybe...
Oh, yes. I've been having people get together our lanterns and our oil. And
okay. So why don't you test strategy and see if we can set that up to, like, you, setting up you having a plan for next session, right? Because I don't see this having a, like, super-duper quick resolution this time. But then you will be able to make use of your trait, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next session. You're a strategist, which allows you to, like, is a call-on trait. If things were to go south with your test next time, you can always call them that if you have a plan in place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's test strategy. And it's going to be just an ob 2 because these spiders are not really focused on you. They're big and in the way, but they're not fighting force.
There's a dwarf walking around the middle of them making gestures and trying to draw in the dirt a sparging paddle.
If you succeed, you're totally cool. You have the plan. If you fail... something is missing, like
fire.
The kindling is too dry. Yeah, something like that.
Too wet to mean.
One, but I do have I'll spend a fate to reroll the one success I had. Okay, so I got my two successes.
Awesome. Okay, you have everything in place that you need, and the experts are clued in. They know what to do. Okay, so Oskel and Flint, are you being stuffed out of these. These spiders.
You know, this isn't going to work. It says, let's just go with Fandral's plan and I'll help pour the oil. Now tell the spiders, stand back, stand back.
I think actually that I don't know if Fandral's clued you into this fact because you seem a bit like off your rocker.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm not daft. Yeah. I just need the preparing
that
oil.
Something Fandral's planning in the background while you two are being crazy.
Well, you better be sneaky about it, because I know what flasks of oil look like.
You're busy trying to translate what Ulfgar's doing, right?
No, he's busy trying to tell me.
First of all, here's what the spiders are saying. They're saying they're confused, so they're like, come see, parley peace. And if you want to get, you know, clued into what the prince is doing, give me a ob 2 perception test.
Okay.
They're Flint.
We'll just throw down some dice and see where we stand on that.
And you didn't make it.
What blue blazes is wrong with my dice today?
It's completely under the radar for you. I mean, I guess it's Oathkill being so loud and in your face about, tell them!
I just can't concentrate on three things at the same time.
Now, have I actually cleared a space in front of the crack with my antics?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, you didn't clear space. Everyone left us. They're going like, yeah, those two are on their own.
No, I'm talking the spiders because I'm out there busy walking around. And if one of them actually comes close, I may just grab a leg and say, there, like this.
I don't think they're that silly.
They're kind of moving back and forth. They're not sure, I guess, what you're about because they don't understand you quite as
or
well.
Or compound vision. he's talking about the machines for making beer.
I mean, you get the same response, like, come see, mother knows. Are you translating that?
So, sure, they're very persistent on us coming and seeing, but I don't necessarily trust them.
If you're
looking over at the Webden brewery, I was like,
I wouldn't trust them. I don't know why. I can understand what they're saying. Maybe it's a gift from the damn spirits. They've been tormenting me in so many ways now.
If you want Flint to go off with these spires, you're going to have to do something to convince Fandral because this sounds crazy. You're going to have to make a roll to convince him.
Oh, when he says spirits, I sort of stop and turn and say, ask them about the singing witch.
Sure, why not? For all we know, their mother is the singing witch. Maybe that's... Oh, Christ. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I can understand them. Do you know of the one that sings?
Predictably, they say, Mother sings Miami lullabies.
Yes. The witch, the two-legged singer.
Are you saying this out loud, or are you saying this in spider?
I, I'm trying both because I don't understand how I'm doing it yet.
When you say that, they take sort of a half step backward and you can see them sort of rearing up, and there's a definite sort of hostile tone to their, like, hissing.
You hate her? Is she, well, evil? I don't. Do you understand evil?
Wait, you're discussing philosophy with them now?
I think maybe this is, it's before you get an answer, I think this is like the perfect opportunity for to spring his trap if he intends to do it. So we're closing this session here, and next time we're going to resolve it right away with this question. Didn't get quite as far as I expected, but then, you know, when you have a bunch of dwarves and different goals, that's how it goes.
So are we going to end this with the wall of flame of burning oil rising? Or
I think we're ending this with maybe Fandral giving the sign and then black screen.
Okay. That was not what I expected to happen.
I think we can all say that. So I'm going to give Fandral two fate, one for dealing with the spider infestation, or attempting to, and one for helping Flint recover Goddam Crest, because protecting him, at least in the belief that he would be, you know, come under bodily harm if you didn't, that's part of it. So two fate for that. Flint, you certainly attempted to broker peace with the spiders, so that's a fate. That's really all you did.
Yes.
What did you need to do?
I spun my wheels very fast.
And Ufkel, I did try to deal with the spiders.
I don't know. Did you?
No, I'm trying to find what's going on in there. I mean, you know, I want to reopen the breweries by dealing with the spider infestation. What's in there? I mean, it could be that you're right. Everything in there is completely rotted away, and therefore it's not really even worth my while to bother reopening at this point, because I might as well, like you said, find someplace else and set up shop someplace else.
All right. Well, let's give you a fate.
I don't think I can claim anything for the singing witch, though.
No.
Though.
Any instincts? It got you in trouble.
Being like warding the spiders above fire and standing apart from Fandral?
Yeah, that's just stupid.
If you had the stupid trait, or stupid instinct.
I'd say Slate learned something new about the Goddam family. Or not Goddam family, the Goodheart family, right?
That'd be horrendous if Goodheart and Goddam are actually the same clan, only the names got changed.
Well, just to throw the seed out there, the Goddams went underground and the Goodhearts didn't. And we are both part of the same wanderers.
Could be.
Just to throw it out there.
I like connections, certainly. A persona to Slate for completing that, right? Find out more stuff.
I'm sure Slate is starving for fate.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think any fate specifically was... We had any fate stuff for Slate. Let's move on to persona here. I'm going to give all of you, including Slate, a persona for embodiment.
What did we embody? Chaos!
Wars.
Yeah.
Dwarves and getting into, like, no, he's crazy. I mean, you, I can feel them.
To be honest, we all should have tapped into our greed exponent at some point along the way.
Well, Ulfkill should have, at least, since the breweries were right there. Mm-hmm. Which is why I was, like, poking you. Like, are you for any one or the other solution here? Maybe they would ultimately lead to the same place, so that's why you weren't, like...
I was looking for someone to give me the in, and then finally Flint gave me the in.
Well, I don't think any more personal goals were achieved, really. While we sort of skirted the edge of maybe Moldbreaker for Flint there... You know, protecting Fandral and yet getting you all embroiled in spider stuff. So let's hop over to Workhorse and MVP. Who do you think did the mundane stuff?
MVP would be Flint because he seemed to be driving, but Workhorse, we didn't really help each other in any way.
Interesting session, yeah. That's true for Slate as well. I mean, he was alone for most of the... Full of a session, really. So if it was obvious, then let's hop on over to MVP.
Then I would say Flint is the MVP because he was driving the good our portion of the show.
I've been driving the crazy train.
And you've finally got Ufkel to get on board. Now you just got to get Fandral on board.
I would love to get the Prince's mighty stats bit. But that don't think it's going to happen. He's way too practical. Okie dokie. Well, I need to skedaddle because
right.
after the hour, and I've got a lovely wife chomping at the bit.
Yeah. Cool.
It has been a fun session, people. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. You guys are very strange sometimes.
Once again, is this where we play dwarves or talk? Anime?
Send all complaints and other feedback at sunnyskypers at zoho.com. That's zoho.com or zoho.com if you prefer. Or come by the forums, sunnyskypers.freeforums.org. Or yell at us at whatever forum you may come across us on.